Well, this morning we have a guest in joining us. We have Glenda Ferrier with us this morning. Glenda is the CEO of Cass Incorporated, located here in Atlantic. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. I want to talk a little bit about a couple of different things here this morning. We have Cass Incorporated recently going through an accreditation process, which I'm not too sure too many folks out there will understand. We all have our things that we do within our own systems, but this is a very important survey and accreditation for your organization.
It is. We've been going through this process since the early 80s. It is a requirement for our funding that we are accredited in the services that we provide, but this is a national body that's what they do, is accredit like hospitals and organizations like ours and various human service organizations. And we get accredited in our work programs and in our residential and living programs and in our day activity services. So it's something that we have to do. It's kind of a big deal. I guess we have it every 3 years, and that's assuming that we pass all the accreditation, which we pretty much always have. But it's done by peers, people that are doing this same work that we do in other parts of the country. So that's kind of cool, but they hold us to standards that are developed internationally by, the experts of CARF, the Commission on Accreditation for Rehabilitation Facilities. And those standards are in a great big book that, we have to purchase every 3 years. And there's over 1,000 of them that we have to be in compliance with, everything from safety to job descriptions to personnel records to the service we deliver to the, stickers that are on our cars to you name it. I mean, every area is covered.
Sounds awfully complicated.
Yeah, it is.
Cumbersome.
We figured one time that we had to be in compliance with over 36 regulatory entities, as most of us do in our fields. But, when we figured 36, it's like, holy smokes, that's a lot of compliance.
It just seems like sometimes in some of our businesses, we spend more time worrying about making sure that we're compliant to this, to that, and the other thing, that you sometimes lose the focus on trying to excel at what you actually are trying to accomplish day to day. But you've got separate staff for that, separate staff to work on some of the other things. So you kind of get there, right?
You do, and that's funny you'd bring that up, because we really don't have separate staff that does that. We're kind of different now. And when you said that, it made me think of how we're funded now, because used to, we were funded by the counties and before that by the state. And, of course, things are always changing. But now we're over 90% funded by Medicaid, which is a medical program, and it doesn't really fit in our bailiwick. But we've had to learn how to work in the Medicaid world. And you talk about, kind of being taken away from the things that we do really well. We spend a lot of our time in documentation and compliance and audits and that kind of thing, to get our funding dollars. But some places actually have a compliance officer that just does the compliance piece, but we do that, all the people that work in the program are kind of responsible. And we have different layers, like their supervisors will check this and then our billing people check it, but we're all responsible for it, basically.
Yeah, wow. That sounds like a lot of responsibility laid on people's shoulders.
It's a lot of responsibility, yeah.
I guess we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, because I mentioned Cass Incorporated. You've been here a very long time, and I just assume folks know what we're talking about when we say Cass Incorporated. But can you kind of give them the quick skinny in a short little paragraph? Can you tell them what Cass Incorporated is about?
Yeah, our legal name is the Center for the Advancement of Self-Sufficiency, and that was brought about back in 1977 when we were first incorporated. What we are is we're called a community rehabilitation provider, and what that means is that we provide education and teaching to people with disabilities. About half of the people we serve have intellectual disabilities, and the other half have people with chronic mental illness. So we help them to learn life skills, get jobs, work, live in the community. One of our mantras is to teach, support, coach, and fade. So, once we teach that, we kind of back away to their level so that they can do it, and we just kind of coach them on and step in when we need to and back out the rest of the time.
Well, that moves us on to the next spot then, too. We talked a little bit about the accreditation and what Cass Incorporated is. And one of the things that kind of caught me when you were talking about that is not having separate staff to really deal with, guidelines, procedures, and other staff to actually do the day-to-day things that you're trying to accomplish. So it lays a lot on people's shoulders. So you would think that workers get burned out, they get frustrated sometimes, it maybe isn't the greatest of all situations to be in. Yet, You guys, for the fourth year in a row, were named one of the top workplaces here in Iowa. So that says a lot about the kind of people that you have.
Oh, they're amazing. Yeah. And maybe I was misleading a little bit because, like, maybe our direct service people, you know, they don't have to be responsible for everything, but, like, for their documentation, you know, it has to be a certain level. And, you know, so it's not like we got other people doing that for them. I guess that's what I meant.
Sure.
And, of course, the higher you go in responsibility in supervisors and so on, you know, that those responsibilities become more critical. But anyway, yeah, with that said, we just have an incredible staff. And you know, there's that whole thing about that like attracts like, and I always say that I think that's kind of what's going on in our world. You know, we've had some really good staff over the years, and they tell their friends, and then their friends want to come to work for us, and they tell their friends, and it's been really super. We have a number of people who have come to work for us in second careers, you know, maybe who've retired out of a state job or something like that, and they sit home for a while being retired, and then they think, wow, there's got to be something better I can do. So a lot of folks, you know, come because they want to make a difference, and they have. And I always say, you know, our mission is to enrich lives, but it's not just the people that we serve. We're finding that it enriches everybody's lives. You know, our staff, as they're carrying out services to people we serve, our community, you know, it's just such a circular thing. You know, we're enriching everyone's lives, and we didn't even mean to when we started out. It just kind of worked out that way.
It's nice how things sometimes work out the way they should. Talk a little bit about the process, though, to become one of Iowa's top workplaces. What's the process like?
Well, initially, Chris Blake, who is our chief business officer, she saw this little article in the Des Moines Register and said, you know, do you think you're an Iowa top workplace? And she was intrigued by that, so she brought it in. And we initially thought, oh, we don't have time to, you know, go through this process, but we decided finally that we would. And basically, you let the it's Workplace Dynamics, and they work in conjunction with the Des Moines Register, and it's like a I don't know what you'd actually call them, like, you know, some kind of a team that just does surveys and, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, they work with the Register, and once you sign up, they send out surveys to all of your staff. Some are electronic, some are by mail, but they're all anonymous, so we don't have any idea what people are saying. And there's a wide variety of questions on there, everything about, you know, do you find your job meaningful? What's your pay like? What's your benefits like? Are the people leading your organization, do they know what they're doing? And so on and so on. And then those surveys are all compiled, the information in that, and then they're held up against other people that are in your category. So there's small, medium, and large employers. We fall in the small range, up to 149 people. And your answers of your people are held up against the answers of other people, and that's how you get rated. So we rank this year in our small employer category, which is the largest category, number 11, out of, I think there's probably about 150 people or businesses, excuse me, that were in that category. And out of that, we were the top-ranked nonprofit. So that's kind of cool because we're so restricted in a lot of things we can do, like wages and so on, you know, as compared to the private industry.
As the leader of the organization, as the CEO, what's that mean to you, since the rating really comes from what the employees are saying?
Well, it tells me that the work we've been doing for the last 20 or 25 years in trying to become a place that's a place of positive energy, a place that's, you know, with a family-like atmosphere, a place that cares about its people, you know, that tells me that what we're doing really does make a difference, you know. And it's been a really good thing in the recruiting side, too, you know, because people like working for a place that's been recognized as, you know, really caring about their employees. So it's another one of those circular things, you know, it's that like attracts like kind of stuff again. Just seems to keep going round and round, and it's a great thing.
Well, we all think we're doing things in a right, proper manner. We all think we're heading in the good direction, but you never really know until you get that feedback from folks. And
yeah,
when they can take their name off of it, too, I mean, that really helps because,
right,
you know, if they're not happy, all it takes is a few bad eggs.
Right.
And it can really goof up the survey results, too,
yeah,
real fast.
I would guess it would. The areas that we usually do the highest in are areas like, you know, how meaningful is your work? Mm-hmm. And a couple years we ranked, you know, one year we were the top in all categories, you know, about meaningfulness of work. But now there's getting to be a lot more organizations like ours that are getting into this. So In fact, they didn't even rank that this year at all with any of them. We did find that we were one of the top growth employers in the state, just relatively speaking, because, you know, we grew by 42%. Now, we're pretty small, our 42% compared to a huge company, but, you know, just when you compare the percentage, we were, I think, number 7 or 8 in the growth factor in the state. So that was surprising to me.
Well, and is it surprising at all for people who maybe worked in other places, other types of industries, when they first come to work at CASA Incorporated? Is it surprising to them the types of relationships that your staff, your employees tend to foster sometimes with the people that you serve? Because it's not just going out and, you know, just any other service industry, mm-hmm. you really build relationships with a lot mm-hmm. of those folks.
Everything we do is about relationships. And I get emails from new staff a lot just saying, I had no idea. You know, I mean, this place has really changed me. Boy, I just love the people that I work with. And they, you know, we still have to maintain a professional, you know, a professional relationship, obviously. But we do encourage, you know, our staff to be extensions of people's families. And, you know, I don't want this to be like a hands-off kind of thing. So, you know, people do really care about the people they serve and vice versa, you know. And it really shows. And when families come for their planning meetings and so on, you know, our staff are generally included in those, and everybody helps that individual to support what they want to do. So
absolutely. CASA Incorporated, a very important member of our local business community, a very visible part of our business community here, and also one of the top workplaces here in the state of Iowa. Glenda Ferrier, thanks for coming in. Continued success.
Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.